Conference Committee on House Bill 3484, Thursday, July 15th, 1993, time 4 o'clock, place room 446, work session.
Conference Committee will come to order. The measure that's up for the Conference Committee is House Bill 3484. Staff, maybe you might enlighten us as to something as to what the changes that were undertaken by the Senate.
I'll just shortly recap. House Bill 3484A, when it left the House, dealt with wet marine hull insurance. The Senate left that language in, but added additional language in that would allow an injured person to retain their personal injury protection benefits paid rather than first reimbursing their insurance carrier. When the benefits paid exceed the damages, the carrier is then reimbursed. And that's in sections 8 through 11 of 3484B. You want to look at that?
And that's also in another bill that passed the Senate that's in the House.
It's in the House, yes.
So.
The Senate Bill 366.
Go ahead, Representative Johnson.
I understand there are continuing negotiations going on with interested parties on 366, and that is still in process. If I could continue, would ask that the Senate receive in their proposed amendments, or their amendments to 3484, and that the bill move and then concur with the House amendments.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
I think I would prefer, under the circumstances, to see what happens to 366 and see if we can get a hearing and get it heard on the merits over there before we do anything and lose the last chance to talk about 366. I mean, I'd be happy to talk about 366 today and why it passed the Senate 24-5, but, you know, since the vehicle still exists on your side, it would seem to me that maybe the thing to do would be to see how that one goes before we decide how to handle this. I too would prefer to have a couple of separate clean vehicles to deal with legislation, but you know, that one, to my knowledge, isn't moving at all.
That's probably that at this point is true.
But there has been some discussion.
There have been continuing discussions and by the interested parties on the bill, and I've held up the bill in large part because of those continuing discussions. There doesn't seem to be a lot of willingness to compromise on either side.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Doyle.
How active are these discussions? I mean, do they talk once in a while? Do they sit down and they working through this? Or are we playing games? I know how this process works very, very well. And there's all kinds of gamesmanship that goes on in this process. And do we have a real dialogue? Do we have a stall? What is it?
I haven't been a party to the discussion, as you well, might well realize or recognize. I understood there was a meeting today to be scheduled at 4 o'clock. Maybe it's been postponed as a result of this thing running consecutively. So I can't say, but there have been, to my knowledge, at least three discussions in the last couple of weeks that I know of that I have been told occurred. So that's the best I can give you.
Senator Doyle.
Mr. Chairman, that would be my suggestion then, and since we're holding up the dialogue, that we just close up shop here, reschedule this for about next Monday or Tuesday, and and see what kind of a dialogue we get.
That's entirely.
And that way we got the parties here. We can go away and they can have the room even. How's that?
Fine with me.
Chair, where is Senate Bill 366?
Representative Johnson has Senate Bill 366.
It's a modification of the personal injury protection system. It changes the way benefits are dispersed.
And that's in the Commerce Committee?
It's in the Commerce Committee. Yes.
That'd be much, it's not fatal. We'll meet next week, Tuesday, or what you can call it.
One of us will be there a while.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I think there's agreement among all of us that the wet hull issue is an important one, but I guess there's strong feeling about the other one as well. And
Let's see if we can't work through it, let them give them a chance, and nothing fatal. Everybody in agreement? How about you, Hayden, it's your bill.
I've actually not comfortable with it. I just, again, I, Senator Kinnamer said it best, this is, these are both important pieces, I think. I'd rather see them both clean, and I'm glad to see that there are, it's my understanding that, there's some talk going on with 366 in regards to the fifth benefit, so see what we can work out, but I do wanna see 3484 come out clean.
All right. It appears to me that, as you say, Senator Kinnamer, that Marine Hall's bill has to move, because of the, this being only one company actually providing this coverage. If we lose that, we lose all the coverage that's available for Marine Hall officially.
One of the points that I'd like to make, though, is realizing that I'm talking to the party that's interested in the PIP amendments that have been put on House Bill 3484. Through my discussion, it was basically put on because there was an assumption that the time was ticking away. We were in the last, could have been in the last waning hours of meeting. Since then, we know we're going to be here probably the better 3 or 4 weeks. So the process that we still have is still open with the House bill. I appreciate it being added onto this bill, but in light of the fact that we are going to be here and the committee is still active, it seems still somewhat inappropriate to be put on this bill with that time frame still open.
It did foster a dialogue, so it did have a use. It fostered a dialogue. It got us to talk about it, and I think that was beneficial. So, whatever we do, we'll all be comfortable in doing, or we won't do it. Is that right? Well, let's give it a chance to work.
Give us some time.
All right. Thank you.
We'll stand adjourned.